Hi, my name is Carlos, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not sending anything, and I'm not asking for a donation. Am I speaking to Zachary?
Yeah, can I ask you a question? You guys coming twice in, like, the last week, and I'm pretty iffy when people call without, like, caller ID. So what is it exactly that you guys need?
It's just a pun, like, how can I explain? This is
for go ahead.
This is just a public opinion survey about Phoenix, okay? Opinion research, if you look up opinion research on Google, you're going to find it. It's just about a survey about Phoenix.
Okay.
So are you Zachary Parker?
Maybe.
It's just your opinion, sir. We just want your opinion. And we really appreciate the help.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you Zachary Parker, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah.
Okay. So generally speaking, sir, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gone off on the wrong track?
I think it's in between. I think you could argue both, that it's going in the bad direction and in the good direction.
So you in between, or right direction, or wrong track? Which one do you feel more?
In between.
Okay, so you don't know, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mount Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again, sir?
Oh, I think it's pretty clear.
Okay. And what year you were born, sir?
1996.
Thank you. Do you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Yes? Is that you or a household member?
Household member.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African, or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
I'm white.
Thank you. Overall, how do you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair, but I don't live in Levine anymore.
Excuse me?
I said just fair, but I don't live in Levine anymore.
But you live around Phoenix area, correct?
Yeah, I'm more central Phoenix.
Okay. But this is just general questions about your opinion.
Yeah.
Overall about Phoenix. So next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on the scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use the number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. Now, first thing is more dining and entertainment options. 1 being very little, 5 being a lot.
5.
Okay. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
Like a 3.
Thank you. Better street and road maintenance.
5.
Thank you. More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
5.
Thank you. Better public transportation options.
5.
More parks and recreation opportunities.
5.
More good paying jobs.
5.
Thank you. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Too many, too few, about the right amount?
I would say probably just the right amount.
Okay. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
I would say not enough.
Too many or too few?
Too few.
Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. First thing is doctor offices and hospitals. Yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no? Would you like to see more of that kind of business in Levine?
Strongly.
Okay. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target. Yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
What's the other ones besides strongly?
Yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
Somewhat.
Grocery stores and supermarkets.
Somewhat.
Dollar stores and discount chains. Yes strongly, yes somewhat.
Somewhat.
Restaurant, bars, entertainment venues.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, sir, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you like most like to see more of in Levine? In your own words, sir.
I think I would like to see more breakfast, like more breakfast options that aren't like corporate food chains. More like family owned. More family owned
businesses.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, what kind of family owned businesses?
Just anything where there's not like a Jack in the Box every 3 miles, because you got like a McDonald's every 2 miles, you got a Starbucks every 2 miles, you got a Jack in the Box every 2 miles. Anything and everything that's opening up in Levine, we already have in Phoenix. There's nothing that they're not opening that you can't get anywhere else. So anything that's just family owned, like singular. It's not chain. Anything that's owned by, it's not franchise.
Mm-hmm. More local.
There you go.
Okay. You have anything else in mind?
No. I mean, that's it. I mean, I don't live in Levine anymore, but anytime I try to go do something, it's usually outside of Levine, but I used to, Levine was always known for like its less populated area. Like, there was I grew up in Levine and everything, there was a lot of land that wasn't, being sold to housing developers. You got housing developers buying the land and then they're building it, but then it's only for rent. You can't even own it. So you end up with houses that aren't even on the market. You can't buy them. So yeah, Levine used to be like less populated. It's kind of like what it was known for.
Okay, sir. I just typed everything down, what you said. Appreciate that. Let me see. All right, sir. Thanks for the information. So now I'm going to switch gears here a bit, okay?
Okay.
Yes.
No, go ahead.
Yes. Okay. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
A fairly big problem.
Okay. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
A fairly big problem.
Thank you. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no. We'd like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. First one is single-family detached homes. Would you like to see more of that in Levine? Yes, strongly. Yes, somewhat, or no?
Strongly.
Townhouse or detached homes?
What was that?
Townhouses or detached homes. No, excuse me. Or attached homes.
Strongly.
Okay. Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
No.
Okay. More options, housing options for seniors?
Yeah.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. How long have you lived in Phoenix, sir? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Rent.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you're opposed to favor each one. Okay, so we're almost done. We are like 93%, okay? Now.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we're almost done. Don't worry, we're almost done. Now, repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Do you oppose the favor that is a way to address housing costs and options? Strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly favor.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow the mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Strongly favor, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed.
Strongly favor.
Okay. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Strongly favor.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Strongly favor.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Strongly favor.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Strongly favor.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
2021.
What is the last year of schooling, though?
College.
Okay. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount, okay? Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000
to $100,000.
Okay, thank you. And finally, sir, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Zach.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, Zachary. You have a wonderful night.
You too.
Bye-bye. God damn, that should be...